Welcome to the Triangle Podcast. This podcast is for members of Fort Smith's First Baptist Church. Our host, Janet Addison, will talk with Pastor Greg and others about how being involved in the life of our church can help stretch your transformation triangle. The transformation triangle represents the three foundations of spiritual growth: our identity in Jesus, our relationship with Him through prayer, Bible study, and faith choices, and our ministry to others. We'll explore ways to deepen your walk with Jesus by strengthening and stretching the legs of your triangle.
Hello, church family. Welcome to the Triangle Podcast. Pastor Greg sitting in the driver's seat today, and we are excited to talk about and birth a new platform for you guys that I am really thrilled to talk about. I'm here with Bobby Dyer, who is puts us on and makes everything sound incredible. And he and I have been in the lab of the mad scientist creating new ways to really create blessings for you as a church family. And so we're excited to talk about that today. As you know, this Triangle Podcast, we have enjoyed presenting this to the church, talking about things going on in the church and ways for you to get involved that stretch your triangle so you can grow in the Lord. We also then started recently our second podcast platform, which was started as a request from you as the church family. Our chapter and verse podcast, which you'll see the information for that on our website or on our bulletins on Sunday mornings if you've not seen that. It is a platform that is designed to put the messages that are preached at our church and certain key Bible studies that are taught on that podcast platform so that people can use that driving or working out or walking. And so we had a lot of people ask us to do that. And so it was great when we got a chance to birth that, and it's been going for quite a while now. And folks are utilizing that. We're excited about it. Let me tell you kind of as Bobby and I were creating that, because I used that picture of the mad scientist lab, we really had greater visions than just putting Pastor Greg's sermons on a podcast. Let me read to you the script for the intro to the chapter and verse podcast. Here's what it says: ministering to the heart of Western Arkansas's River Valley for over 165 years. Welcome to Chapter and First, the Bible teaching ministry of Fort Smith's First Baptist Church. You get that? 165 years we have been preaching the gospel in the River Valley. And we have an unbelievable heritage of men of God who have preceded our current generation, who have been Bible scholars, Bible preachers, gospel preachers, and we have seen countless souls saved and impact in the River Valley and beyond during the time of that. And so as Bobby and I were pulling together this podcast, we really wanted to get that vision out there, and we've been working on how to do that. We want this platform to be far more than just Pastor Greg. We wanted a platform where we could go back and get that legacy of Bible teaching and Bible preaching from the history of our church and reintroduce that to our generation and the next generation of First Baptist members. So on Easter Sunday, we will present and post the first of the Legacy Series podcasts for the Chapter and First podcast. We're calling that our Legacy Series, and we're going to go back and pull some of that incredible preaching and let you hear that. Many of you will reminisce, and you'll go back to some earlier days, and then other generations, it'll be the first time you've been introduced to preachers like William Bennett or Angel Martinez or J. Harold Smith. And some of our new folks may even be the first time you've heard Brother Dale preach. And so we are so excited about that. And that is a biblical concept. You see, it is all of that preaching and all of that Bible teaching that has created the DNA of our church that exists today. I mean, when you look at the document, for example, on our website, what we teach, that's not a new understanding of Scripture for our church. That is the heritage and the DNA that has been built generation after generation after generation of Bible preachers pointing people to Jesus through the living and powerful Word of God. It is an awesome honor and frankly, pretty intimidating to stand up here every Sunday morning and preach in the spot where these incredible men of God have preached the word. But really, that is a foundation for our church that is beautiful, it is powerful, and it is a legacy that we should own and embrace. When Paul was writing to Timothy, he wrote him two letters, and in those letters, he's teaching him about being a pastor. And he repeats throughout the second letter to Timothy the importance of the legacy of preached Scripture over time and what that means. Just let me give you a couple of scriptures from 2 Timothy to illustrate that for you. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, he begins in his intro to Timothy to remind him of his heritage of faith. And so he says, I thank God in verse 3, whom I serve with a clear conscience as my ancestors did. And so he is immediately building back this legacy and heritage of people standing on the Word of God, pointing people to the Messiah from the Word of God. He says, verse 4, remembering your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy, clearly recalling your sincere faith that first lived in your grandmother Lois, then in your mother Eunice, and I am convinced is in you also. And so you hear there him going back and again building in that testimony, that legacy of faith that exists in Timothy's life. And he's teaching that as a pastor that he's supposed to embrace and understand that. In verse 13, he tells Timothy, hold on to the pattern of sound teaching you have heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. He begins chapter 2 by saying this, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and what you have heard from me, Paul, in the presence of many witnesses, commit that to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So again, he's going back, building that heritage and that legacy of Bible preaching, and don't walk away from the clear message of Scripture that you have heard in the generations in your family, that he, Paul, is standing on prior ancestors or those who came before him in teaching the Word of God. He reminds Timothy, you teach what you've heard me teach, that I'm standing on the legacy of the ancestors that came before. And then he tells him in chapter 3, you continue in what you have learned and firmly believed. And where do we learn that from? From the generation of faith that comes before us. The next verse says this, you know those who taught you, and you know that from childhood you have known the sacred Scriptures, which are able to give you wisdom from salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. And so what we want to do is do exactly what Paul is saying. Know those who came before us and know the faith that they taught us based on the Scriptures and stand on that firmly. And so to use that language that Paul uses with Timothy, you know those who taught you. I want our next generations of First Baptist Church to know those who've taught our church the Word of God. And so we're bringing in this legacy series in the chapter and first preaching ministry podcast of First Baptist Church. As we birth this legacy series, the first message that you will hear is from a former pastor named J. Harold Smith. He is a famous, longtime, nationally known Southern Baptist evangelist, pastored a number of churches, including our church, beginning in 1950. He was actually born in 1910 in South Carolina. He went home to be with the Lord in 2001, and in that time, pastored many churches, including this one. Before coming to First Baptist, he birthed a national radio ministry called the Radio Bible Hour. In 1953, as the pastor here at First Baptist Church, Fort Smith, he began a live television broadcast of our services that began in 1953, and it has continued still today in our TV broadcast ministry, continually uninterrupted since 1953. First Baptist Church here in Fort Smith, we were one of the first churches in the country that began broadcasting their services, and we have one of the longest continually operating ministry, television ministries in the country. And so it's an incredible heritage that he has as a pastor. One of the sermons that he was most famous for is titled Three Deadlines. And it's three deadlines that every individual will face in our lives that have spiritual consequences in eternity. As an evangelist, he preached this message all over the country, and countless souls have been saved. Only in heaven will we know how many thousands of people were saved under this message. And so on Easter Sunday, we will drop that first Legacy Series podcast on our Chapter and First podcast, and we will have some CDs available in the visitor area, because some of our folks, they haven't quite gotten to that podcast technology world yet, and we want to have those available for them as well. But you are going to be incredibly moved, challenged, blessed, and have to face some spiritual decisions as you listen to this incredible message. Let me tell you a little bit about J. Harold Smith. When he passed away, Adrian Rogers, pastor of my home church in Memphis, they were friends and had a great respect level for each other. And in the article in Baptist Press in 2001, where they're letting Southern Baptists know that one of their beloved evangelists had gone home to be in heaven, Dr. Rogers said this about J. Harold Smith. He had one of the boldest preaching styles, married to and joined with the sweetest spirit of any evangelist that I know. He was fearless in his denunciation of sin, but faithful in his proclamation of Jesus. That's what Dr. Adrian Rogers had to say about J. Harold Smith. He had been pastoring first in South Carolina, and then had moved into the Knoxville area and then another area in Tennessee. And here at Fort Smith, we had a long-term pastor, Dr. Ferguson, who after 34 years of pastoring here and a great pastorate was incapacitated with a debilitating stroke. And the church began to look for its next pastor, and they turned to J. Harold Smith, who was the preacher of the Radio Bible Hour. And they contacted him, reached out to him, asked if he would pray about becoming the pastor here at First Baptist Church. And as our church historians tell us the story, he was not interested in coming to First Baptist as the pastor initially, but he agreed to come and preach a one-week revival here at the church. And on the last night of the revival, he preached this message, God's Three Deadlines. And that night, over 400 people prayed to receive Christ. They came to know Jesus as their Savior as they faced the truth and understanding of those deadlines. And that began a journey with J. Harold Smith that resulted in him coming to First Baptist Fort Smith to be its pastor in 1950. Preached faithfully, incredibly powerfully, lots of people saved, did lots of creative evangelism things like starting the television ministry here at First Baptist Church. You will hear in this Legacy series a version of Three Deadlines that was preached years later at the First Baptist Church of Orlando, Florida, which is a large, influential church in our convention and in Florida. And you'll hear reference made to this. First Baptist Church Orlando was on television, and this is a Sunday morning televised message. And as happens with your television contracts, you have like an hour slot or a half hour slot, and you will hear them make reference to two things. First of all, that Dr. Jim Henry, who was pastor at that time of the First Baptist Church of Orlando, specifically asked J. Harold Smith to preach this message as an evangelistic net drawing event to see souls saved there at their church. And second, you will hear them make reference that they negotiated with the television company to extend the broadcast that Sunday morning specifically for the purpose of J. Harold Smith having plenty of time to preach a longer message to speak to souls about those three deadlines. And in that service, lots of people were saved, incredible spiritual impact. And you will get to hear our former pastor, J. Harold Smith, preach God's three deadlines in the very first podcast of our legacy series of our chapter and first podcast. We hope it'll be a blessing to you, and I really do hope you'll listen and encourage other people to listen. It will have an incredible spiritual impact on you, and it will make you even more grateful for the legacy that we have as a church family. And since we are in our Triangle podcast and we are constantly challenging you and trying to stretch your triangle to get involved in ministry, let me close with this invitation. I'd like to ask any of you who would like to help us. We have an inventory of all kinds of cassette tapes, VHS tapes, CDs, all kinds of stuff like that of former preachers of our church. And it's not cataloged. It's not put together in a format yet that we can work through. And we'd love to have people come and help us catalog those sermons, listen to sermons, and pull out messages that our folks need to hear as a part of this legacy series. And so if you'd like to help Bobby and I work through those messages, listen to some of that incredible preaching and Bible teaching, and help us work through the next of those legacy series, we'd love to have you volunteer and come be a part of that. So I'm going to stretch your triangle while we are blessing you with this series. But Bobby and I are very excited about presenting this to the church. I believe it's going to be a great blessing to folks as we introduce to the next generation of First Baptist members, so that they can do, as Paul said, know those who taught us. Well, church family, we are so grateful for the opportunity to be a part of that trajectory of ministry here at First Baptist Church. So thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you're doing. I hope you'll get as excited about this as we are providing this legacy series. No, church family, that we love you. We're looking forward to seeing you again on this podcast and on our chapter and first podcast. God's blessings to you, church family, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you for joining us for the Triangle Podcast. If you want to hear Pastor Greg's Triangle Sermon, the link is in the show notes. If you have comments about this episode or have a suggestion for future guests or topics, please email us at trianglepodcast@fsfbc.org. Also, check out our church website at fsfbc.org for the ministries and opportunities to get involved with Fort Smith First Baptist and stretch your triangle.